We'll move on to the economy now, because new figures reveal the government's overall finances are in surplus. Well, they're $3.3 billion against a forecast deficit of $11.1 billion. That's the overall situation we're talking about there. A strong tax-taken surprise. Repayments of the wage subsidy are among the reasons for the bolstered financial position. So does this mean we can expect to see some big social spending in the budget? Well, we'll see. Sharon Zollner is the ANZ Chief Economist and Eric Crampton is the Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Corin.
If I could start with you, Sharon, you were giving some an address, I think, this week or yesterday concerning the economy, with a few warnings there about asset prices and debt. When you look at the state of the government's books, does that give you confidence around that household debt, mortgage debt that's built up?
Well, the good news in New Zealand is that the fiscal position in international comparison is still looking good. And so we did get an upgrade, which is very nice. We're going to end with less debt than many countries started with. But nonetheless, we do have some unique challenges like the Alpine fault and a general exposure to commodity prices and global fluctuations. That means that we do need to have an extra fiscal buffer just to be prepared for potential future events. So we can't assume everything's fine and consider this a windfall that we can just spend how we will.
Eric, would you agree with that? There are a lot of calls for the government to increase its spending, so the fiscal side of things, particularly on welfare, child poverty, is this the time for the government to put the foot down?
I don't think that it can do that without projecting some tax increases to pay for it. The half-year fiscal update that had come out at the half-year in December, they showed structural deficits going out through 2025. So the structural deficit is what the Crown accounts look like when you strip out all of the effects of one-off COVID spending and the effects of having to spend more on benefits during a recession and the effects of lower tax take in a downturn. The government's main balance line there is still looking pretty bad. We'll have to see how Treasury updates that come the budget, but there isn't really slack there. I'd say it's more like if you're trying to drive to Auckland from Wellington and you're expecting that you're going to be a half hour late and you make up 5 minutes of time at Otaki because the traffic hasn't been as bad as you expected, that doesn't mean that you can stop for lunch, right? You're still running behind. I think there's a good case, rather, for the government reassessing some of the spend that it made during the meatball surgery phase of all this. The shovel-ready project spending never had any adequate cost-benefit assessment. We aren't looking at mass unemployment in construction. We're looking at a construction boom. We risk bidding scarce workers away from projects where they're more valuable into what was really just make work. Some of that really needs to be reconsidered. Normal cost-benefit assessment still matters.
Okay, and then of course you run the risk of some inflation, and I wonder where you sit, Sharon, on this issue of inflation coming back. We see it talked about quite a bit globally at the moment. Should we fear the inflation beast, or is this being overdone?
Well, it's actually remarkably difficult to forecast, but we certainly are seeing increased fear of inflation in global markets, and you're seeing 10-year bond yields, for example, lift quite sharply, and that's spilling over into other interest rates, including the wholesale rates that underlie New Zealand mortgage rates. So the longer this goes on, it is going to represent a tightening in monetary conditions. And central banks are very keen to keep their foot flat to the floor for a while yet. But when you look out there is a lot of inflation. We saw oil prices jump another 5% overnight when OPEC and Saudi Arabia didn't increase their production. So, of course, it's temporary, and central banks are keen to emphasise that, but it's in a whole lot of commodities, it's in freight costs, our firms and our Business Outlook survey are reporting much, much higher costs and the intention to pass those costs through. So there clearly is inflation. The big question is it just going to be temporary, or could it potentially become more persistent, which makes it a lot harder for central banks to ignore, and that's market's fear at the moment. They've become used to central banks having their back and issuing more and more stimulus.
But there is a case, is there not, Eric, for ignoring that inflation somewhat, and also in terms of the government spending more, because it's keeping unemployment low, and that is a pretty good goal, isn't it?
Well, monetary policy does have to respond in a recession, and the bank has been doing that. They have signaled that they're looking towards the higher end of the range rather than the lower end of the range. We'll see whether they're able to get there as compared to just pushing up asset prices even further. But I wouldn't be looking to government spending to try and generate that kind of inflation. We should be looking instead to whether government spending makes sense on its own rate. There's plenty of valuable work that needs to be done. The point of this shouldn't be just looking for places to throw money at because the accounts have temporarily looked a little bit better than we were expecting. It's more making sure that we're getting value out of every dollar because we do have...
Right. So you're saying we're past the emergency stage. We don't need to do the sort of Keynesian throw money at it just to get us through, to smooth things over.
We don't know whether that's going to be coming back yet. Global conditions are still pretty uncertain. We don't know when travel might really return to normal. It looks like vaccination is going to be rolling out very strongly abroad and a little more slowly here. We'll see what that means for international markets yet. The government needs to maintain some of that headroom and ability to pull things out if it needs to. But we're certainly not looking right now at a big pile of unemployed construction workers looking for things to do, right? There's lots of work that needs to be done, and we don't need government priming that particular pump.
And Sharon, the amazing dairy prices, I know some of the other commodities too are doing quite well on your index, so there are some bright spots there.
Yes, there's a quite an upward turn in commodities of all stripes, and there's a surprisingly high correlation between dairy prices and oil prices, for example. So we certainly are on the right side of that. But of course, we import a lot of stuff as well, and we're experiencing much, much higher costs there. So it is pretty much across the board at the moment, and it's a very reasonable thing to assume that these cost pressures will dissipate as the freight constraints and the COVID constraints on production of things all sort of work their way out of the system. But there's also concern that there'll be a big surge of demand once a lot of countries reach herd immunity. Traditionally, you do get a euphoric stage after a pandemic. So, and the world's sort of looking at New Zealand as a little case study because we have been more or less post-COVID, the tourism sector would disagree, but for the better part of a year, apart from that closed border, which is quite a hefty constraint. But we have seen euphoria and we've seen a very enthusiastic response to monetary policy and fiscal policy. So it might be time to start focusing on the next recession, whenever that might happen, because essentially big increases in debt reduce your how nimble you are when trouble strikes. And household debt has definitely increased pretty sharply in response to these very low rates.
Sharon Zollner, thank you very much. ANZ Chief Economist and Eric Crampton there, Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, already thinking about the next recession and economists workers. Never done, is it?